Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579, 1025 on the phone numbers, at Roger and JP on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we were just talking about there was a Delta flight where the flight had to be diverted. It was going from Cabo to Seattle, but some dude died, became unresponsive, so they had to go to Sacramento. And I just said, you know, there's more than one person on that plane that was pissed off that guy died because they just wanted to get home after a vacation.
It just was not of us.
But there I go being honest again, and I get called a horrible person.
At least you're honest. You're right.
Kim on line one. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, don't feel bad. And I know this is kind of bad, but my husband and I were going out to Dallas. He had a financial convention to go to. Well, he snagged a couple of the Dallas Star hockey tickets to go to when we got there. So we were doing great on time. We're sitting on the plane, the flying, everything. There's a guy in front of us and a lady sitting next to him. They weren't together. And he keels over, just kind of slumps over in his seat. Well, the lady next to him, I thought they were related, but they weren't. She just kind of looks at him. So she calls the stewardess or whoever, and she comes. And that poor lady was sitting there sweating. She didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh, God, we're going to give CPR. Then my husband and I looked at each other and go, oh, crap, we're going to miss the hockey game.
Right.
I know that's terrible to say. So they dragged him out on the aisle and dragged him down in the back, wherever. And I'm like, oh, God, he's dead. So we looked out the window and thought, oh, God, we're landing somewhere. We're not going to Dallas. We're going to miss the game. So we did land. We landed. And here comes the guy that had killed over walking down the aisle to get off the plane. And I was so mad. I was like, are you kidding me?
So you missed the game and he wasn't even dead?
He wasn't even dead? No. So then we went to Dallas. We made it just in time for the hockey game. But the one other story I have is about an airplane pilot who flew for Canada. He said they were flying over international, a big international over the ocean kind of flight. And I said, what do you do if you ever have somebody die? He says, well, that happened. He goes, we had to turn the plane around and go back. We didn't get to go to, they were going to Europe or somewhere. We had to turn around and come back. So,
wow.
Anyhow, that's my story.
Thank you. Talk about being pissed off. You're halfway over the Atlantic and you got to turn around and come back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't they have a chute? You can just send the body right out into the Atlantic?
Right. Kerplunk.
From 30,000 feet.
With some sort of locator beacon where they can find them. You know? That should honestly...
He's got a big rubber ducky float. You can't miss them.
That should honestly be the way they do it, right? Somebody dies on an international flight from the East Coast or where it is. You're going across the Atlantic to Europe and some dude dies. They should easily be able to just like... put this guy in some sort of inflatable device with a locator beacon on it and drop him right out of that plane. Right? I mean, he's dead.
Nobody else is inconvenienced.
No one else is inconvenienced. Everybody gets the good to shows up at in Barcelona on time.
The next big ship going by just picks him up, brings him back where he's supposed to go.
They all have coast guards and navies and stuff.
Sure.
Everybody's got a boat in the area.
What could go wrong?
Right.
There he is.
Instead of inconveniencing.
Run him over by mistake.
Instead of
it's called the propellers.
Inconveniencing an entire plane full of people.
Right.
Just because you had a croak. Nate on line two. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, man, don't feel bad. Me and my buddy Zach, we were heading to Las Vegas, and this guy was definitely dead in the bathroom. Oh. And, yeah, we just pushed the button and kept it moving.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like we didn't stay and stick around to see if he was okay. We just pushed the button for help to come, and, I mean, there was nothing we were going to do for the guy.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess that's true. It sounds cold, but, like, I mean, really, what were you going to do?
Somebody. Yeah, he hit his head. There was blood everywhere. He was done. He was done.
And you don't want to be in there just in case people start asking questions.
Right. And I don't got time to do paperwork.
Right. Wow. Hey, Nate, can I ask you a question?
At least he's being honest. Good for you, Nate.
Are you a little high right now?
Yeah, actually, of course I am.
Oh, there it is. He picked it out. Yes, the noticer of people who are high.
Thank you.
That was a really good one. That was like expert level.
That was good.
Thank you.
Because he didn't even do like a stoner laugh.
Thank you.
Nate, how high is a little high?
Just a joint.
Right. Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter.
That out. Oh, wait, hold on then. What would be really high? Like 5 joints? I don't. What do people do that?
Some dabs, some wax, some concentrate or something.
Oh. Right. I don't know what any of that means, but okay.
I know.
Exactly.
JP, what was the giveaway with this? Usually it's a laugh or a cough or
it was a cadence.
Tone.
It was a tone and a cadence, I would say, was the way he was delivering the line.
That one is maybe your most impressive one, I have to say.
Because
most of the other ones, there is a laugh.
See, hopefully the boss doesn't notice the same cadence.
Right. Take care, Nate.
Good luck, guy not named Nate.
Thank you.
Your boss is listening.
Feeling good about myself right about now.
Oh, that was a nice pull. Good job. Speaking of airplanes and stuff, I saw this video last night. It's very funny. There's a guy, it was a flight from Cancun back to New York City, and people were coming back, and there was we're taking off, and the guy on the plane wouldn't wear a mask. So they had to have him taken off the plane. The video is funny because the sheriffs come onto the plane. They stop in Fort Lauderdale, and the sheriffs come on the plane and take him off because he refused. He had it, of course, when he checked in. He has it when he walks off the plane, but in between, he kept taking it off. So the flight attendants were like, we're not putting up with this. They divert the plane to Fort Lauderdale, and then they have sheriffs come on and take him off. The video, of course, somebody's always taking video, right, no matter where, but on the plane. So they're shooting up the aisle. You see the sheriffs come on, and they're going to remove this guy. Now, he put text over his video. Now, Monica, Brett, you guys do this a lot with your social where you put a little text explaining what's going on. He put text explaining, but he did text to speech so that the text that's there, a computer voice speaks the text as well. So in the very first part, he had text saying some D-head, you know, decided not to wear his mask. And so you'll hear not only the people on the plane give him a hard time, but the text to speech computer voice also describes what's happening. Here's him getting removed. Here we go.
Some D-head didn't want to wear a mask on the plane, so we had to land early just to get him off.
Oh, no. Let's go, get up, let's go.
Come on, loser, hurry up. All of this just because of one person. It's so frustrating. Walk of shame. I hope you stay stranded in Florida.
I hope you get eaten by alligator.
Funny bunch of people.
You suck.
So great.
You can tell most of the people were living in New York.
Right.
That's a New York attitude there.
That is some harshness. Ooh. That's right. I don't care about you.
That's why you would like, and I've said it a million times before, why you would like TikTok, because that's all they do is that voice, like, and put it over different,
right.
And so, like, a lot of times do, like, the cat's talking, like, bitch, I said my bowl is empty. You know what I mean? And it's a cat's face. And it's,
Right. Well, there it is. Guy getting kicked off a plane.
I hope you get eaten by an alligator. That's got to be a whole... That. Okay, so put yourself in the douchebag shoes for a second, right? You know you're being a douche.
Yep.
And you know all of a sudden you start... The whole plane starts preparing for a landing it's not supposed to make, and it's your fault.
Yeah. And they're going to Cancun, and you're making a left over there to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, man.
Right. Like, so what is going through that cat's mind?
Mm.
The minute that plane, the pilot announces they're going to be landing in Fort Lauderdale to remove him, you know right there, you're messing with people's vacation. You're messing with their time.
He didn't care enough,
obviously. You're messing with their patience.
Yeah.
Like, is there any remorse feeling like that? Like, they're booing him. They booed him off the plane. I've been on a lot of flights. I've never been booed. And I've farted some deadly, deadly gases at some points. But I have never been booed off a plane before. What does that feel like? That's got to be awful. If you have...
Put your f***ing mask on!
Right. If you have any sort of conscience... That's got to make you feel awful.
Right, but he had all sorts of chances. Like, the flight attendants went up to him a bunch of times. Like,
I know.
He knew exactly what he was doing. I think he was obviously he was just calling their bluff. And once they made the call that they're going to land in Fort Lauderdale instead,
he's dead.
I mean, they're not going to go back on it.
Right. He's dead man walking.
So he gets out of his seat and has his mask on. It's a good time to wear it now. I screwed all these people over. They had an extra hour and a half added to what they were doing.
At least.
Yeah.
Ding-a-ling.
That's what they said.
Because they probably fueled the plane while it was there. Might as well top it off.
Yep. Hour and a half sitting on the tarmac waiting to keep going on the flight. They were supposed to already be almost there with or there, you know, by that time. So, yeah, so.
What a douche.
Anthony's online, too. Hey, Anthony, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I was going to say, like, can you imagine, like, the pilot making an announcement, like, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to make an emergency stop in Sacramento, California, and then somebody in the back that has no idea what's going on is like, I swear to God, somebody better be dying.
No doubt.
Well, sir.
We're turning this plane around. Somebody better be dead.
And then all of a sudden, the captain's like, somebody's dead.
Right. Wah, wah.
Okay, we'll shut up now. And
you blew it!
Yeah. Mary's on line one. Hey, Mary, what's going on? You got a story?
I've been on three flights where people have died. And,
three?
I'm an ER nurse. And one guy was so huge. He was weighed over 400 pounds. And they said, you know, are there any medical people on the plane? So I just sit there and look around hoping somebody else will raise their hand.
Right.
And nobody did. So I dragged this guy and put him in the aisle, and I literally had to sit on top of him to do chest compressions until the plane landed.
Oh, my God. So you were sitting on him, hopping up and down?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, I was like, sitting on him and going over his chest with my hand. So I was, like, on his crotch area.
Oh, you were sitting over there, like, by his belly or whatever, crotch area, and leaning forward and pressing his chest.
Right.
Did you kiss him? Did you kiss him?
oh, God, no. It was so gross. So gross.
Oh, no mouth to mouth.
No. but, JP, I've got to tell you, you know, you're always talking about, you know, wanting to move to Florida because of your kids.
Yeah.
I have three kids, and we moved probably six times. And they were fine.
How old are they?
I mean, well, now they're older. Now it's 30, 27, and 25. But they were, you know, I moved them in grade school. I moved them in middle school. I moved them in high school. Mm-hmm. And they did really well. And you know what? They don't have a problem going anywhere, meeting people, whatever. They're very, you know, outgoing.
I wouldn't let
that stop you.
And I got it. And if it was 100% necessary, like if I lost my job and I had to get a new gig, then obviously they wouldn't have a choice in the in the game. But as long as I get you,
I know what you're saying.
It's my fault,
Mary. Which one of your kids had? Which one of your three kids had trouble with the law? Is it the middle one or the last one? Anybody have any trouble?
The middle one
had some trouble.
Yeah, the middle. Yeah,
that was a shot in the dark.
Yeah, my first son was so easy, and I thought, man, I can have six of these. And then I had my second one, and he was 18 months old. My sister was watching him, and she ran into the bathroom. She came out, and he had climbed up on the dining room table and was swinging from the chandelier. Oh.
Literally?
So, yeah, literally.
You knew he was trouble, and you moved him anyway.
Right.
Awesome. Oh, my. Yeah.
Sounds like you had to get him out of town.
He was a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for the story, man.
Anyways, I love your show.
Thank you.
So the lesson is feel free to move your kids.
Right.
I think that I'm proof positive of that. We moved a gazillion times.
But you moved because you had to. And if I had to move, my kids would move. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Like
that's a
difference.
Your mom moved you. Roger's father moved him.
Yeah,
because for financial reasons, and you had to. For me to do it would be a little bit selfish. That's all.
Not psychologically damaging or anything.
I don't think it's psychologically damaging. I don't think that's it at all. But I do think it's at, you know, 13, 14 years old to just pull them away from friends that they've cultivated for, you know, 10 years now, whatever it is.
That's their whole life.
Right. And that age it is. It's their whole life. Yeah. Everything revolves around their friends. So, yes. If I had to do it, would I do it? Of course.
Don't take this the wrong way. Please don't be mad at me, but I have a question.
Okay.
Would how is some percentage of this whole situation, you're comfortable and you know people there and you just, it's easier to say, well,
none.
I don't want to disrupt my kids' lives.
Mm-mm.
You would be okay with leaving your
yes.
neighborhood and your people and your...
Yes.
Okay.
I would be. At this point in my life, I would be, yeah.
Sure. You're an adult. You know, you work yep. it out and you'll still be friends with friends and
you got face.
You can travel back and forth and all that stuff.
The FaceTime and all that other stuff has shrunk the world.
True.
That's you know?
Truth.
So I would have zero problem with it. The only thing is if I left right now, my wife sacrifices a big chunk of pension from being
doesn't
a teacher and stuff like that. So it doesn't make complete sense. But if I lost my job and... making a living in Florida was an option. Old, they getting packed up and moving.
Simple kind of an easy option.
Yup.
You have like a plan yep. B though, then. Like if an escape plan if you have to.
Well, the escape plan is if I got fired from both these gigs and I'd have to find a new one. And if that job meant moving to Chicago or whatever the hell it was, hopefully, then you got to do what you got to do to survive.
Tougher choice though.
Right.
He's falling up though. You're going to Chicago. That's kind of cool.
But what if it's Minnesota?
I don't want to go to Chicago.
You know, like,
I don't need any.
I don't think we should move the kids.
No, it's worse because for people like me, where it'd be like, okay, it's a whole different lifestyle. I'm used to the beaches right there, middle of the country, freezing cold, whatever. For you, you're used to the cold weather. It'd be it's a bigger market, and you'd be it'd be a fall up.
Nope.
I ain't going. I mean, they would have to back a truck full of money up. For me to be like,
what's
Chicago, cool.
Chicago, it's the coolest.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with Chicago. I just don't want to live there. Like, it does nothing for me.
I mean, honestly, it's a whole different thing if you lost your job.
Right.
Then, you know, that makes
then
the decision a lot easier. Of course.
Chicago's awesome. Have you tried the pizza?
I'm pulling all this tape and keeping it in my back pocket. And you get hired, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to air this on your station.
You know what's funny is, like, the last two contracts, Chicago came up, and Roger and I just look at each other like, ugh.
Yeah. Chicago was the coolest.
I'm sure it's the coolest and the coldest and whatever.
And I want to venture into a city with more crime than the city that I already have near me.
What?
It is. It just
is. Go look at those crime. Before you tell me there's no crime in Chicago, just go look at the stats.
But I've been there and I haven't lived there, but I'd be there a few times. And it's not, you'd have to looking at. Yeah, it's not like you walk down every street. I mean, I think you're making it sound like living there would not be
It's one of the great American cities. It's got to have good stuff, right? Obviously.
And they got fake beaches because lakes aren't real.
Yeah.
You know, that's not real.
But it's better than nothing.
That was like the guy that tried to hire us in Salt Lake City. I'm like, yeah, but there's no beaches. He's like, well, we got Salt Lake. I'm like, oh, okay.
Doesn't even have a tide,
good
bro.
Good for you.
Just there.
Yeah.
Put a boat in it, doesn't make it like perfect.
I'm going to Utah? No, I'm not.
Utah.
Right.
Line, right. That's exactly how we thought about Utah.
You guys doing some stunt flying up there or something?
I watched The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. No, thank you.
No, huh?
No.
All right, so that was a good decision 19 years ago.
Utah is a strange place. I went out there once to go skiing and stuff like that, and it was during the film festival out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
the well-known Utah Film Festival?
There is one. And that's the Salt
Lake. I know, the one at
Sundance.
Sundance, yeah.
Sundance. And it's just,
or Tahoe or
it's like
whatever.
You have to get, there aren't bars, they're all considered social clubs. You have to be a member. So you can sign in and become a member that day, and you have to pay $1 to be a member. And then the alcohol is watered down.
Yeah.
Everything closes by 12 o'clock.
That sounds like South Carolina when I lived
there. It was weird.
South Carolina, the same thing where like it was just the law that you couldn't have bars open on Sunday. So what they did was have social clubs. You pay like literally a dollar. They'd give you this little card. And then as long as you had that on you, you could get in on Sundays. You didn't ever have to pay anything again. And then, but in South Carolina, when I lived there, they had all along, you know how there's bottles normally and they pour the drink? They had mini bottles, like airplane bottles.
Right.
Stacked up all along there. So you literally only got one. There was no heavy pour. Like you had to only get one of those
pre-measured
shots for your drink.
Bottle.
Yeah. And that's how, and they all were lined up against the bar. It's ridiculous.
Boring.
Right. I mean, it's not that way anymore, right? I mean, that was a long time ago.
Because
it sounds like, so many people from Northeast are moving to South Carolina. I can't imagine they put up with that.
Ridiculous.
I would think they're going there. And it sounds like all they do is drink in Myrtle Beach and those surrounding areas, Merle's Inlet and all that stuff. So I would think. God.
Don't like it. Don't like it. No, did not have fun.
No, it sounds like old rules.
They didn't like you because of the color of your skin, right?
Oh, 1,000%. And also the fact that I talked too fast. I was too opinionated. It was all just, I was a Yankee that was unwelcome.
Shut the hell up. Yep. Shut up.
1,000%. You sweet little thing.
I worked for a finance company, though, when I was there. I was like the receptionist, and I was the one who took the money for the payments or whatever when I worked there. And man, those people who came in hated me because I talked too fast and I was...
They wouldn't trust you with the money, probably.
No,
probably hesitated.
It was a whole torturous thing. Oh, God.
All right, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.